Anyhow, she acted as Brahma's wife. And this way the ceremony was completed there. So in this way we hear that in this form she is a consort of Brahma. In this way she is a cowherd girl. But also, actually Krishna himself arranged for her to marry Brahma. Why? In this way they could have some parakiya bhav there. This way her worship is also performed on this day. And we see that even Durvasarishi, Durvasarishi's temple also we hear. So many thousands of devotees come there. And they worship him, they please him. We hear how Durvasarishi in all his pastimes, how he is acting in such very unusual ways. Why? To glorify Krishna and his devotees. Why did he behave in such a way with Ambarish Maharaj? You know, the Vaishnavas, they ask this question that who does Bhagavan favor more, Ambarish Maharaj or Durvasarishi? Previously on this occasion, they asked this question. So the answer generally is that Bhagavan favored Ambarish Maharaj more because he said, Aham Bhakta Paradino to Durvasarishi. But actually we see, who did he favor more? Bhagavan. He favored Durvasarishi more. Why? Because you will only chastise one person whom you favor more. No. Did Bhagavan ever chastise Ambarish Maharaj? He did not chastise him. But he chastised Durvasarishi. He sent his Sudarshan Chakra behind him. The Sudarshan Chakra went everywhere trying to chase Durvasarishi. And then finally when he fell at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj and then he asked for forgiveness, then he was forgiven. But then we see that Durvasarishi, why did he act in such a way? Only to please Bhagavan and to glorify his devotees. And we see that he acts in such unusual ways everywhere. And in the pastimes of Ram, in the pastimes of Krishna, and everywhere he's acting in that way. Now we see that even when Ramchandra, when he was about to finish his Leela, he told Lakshman that make sure that no one enters and disturbs my conversation between Kal and myself. That is time personified. But Durvasarishi, he immediately came. He told Lakshman, I want to see Ram. And Lakshman said, Prabhu, please wait. He said, no. Then I said, I'll curse the entire Ayodhya dynasty. Then Lakshman said, better that he curse me rather than cursing the dynasty. And then he went and he told Ram that someone is here to receive you, to meet with you. And then Ram said, I told you not to disturb me. But still you did. Why? And then Durvasarishi, when he came, he told Ram, oh, I'm very hungry now. Please give me something to eat, he said. And when Ramchandra, he looked at Lakshman, he said, Now the punishment is that Prandan, I'll have to take a life away. Now how can I do this? I'm your elder brother. Then Vasishtha said, rather than taking his life away, abandon him. This is as good as giving him death. And then as we know, Lakshman, he entered into eternal Saket Dham, and Ram and all the others also entered into the Sarayu and they entered into eternal Saket Dham. This way, so many leelas, even in Krishna's pastimes, when he appeared in Dwaraka and he had Krishna appear, smear his remnants all over his body, except his feet. And then we hear that when Krishna was shot at by the hunter, he was shot in his feet. So in this way, he's always glorifying the devotees in very strange ways. And also, we hear that in Braj, how he was unable to say that Krishna was Bhagavan himself. And Krishna and Sridham, they were playing, and they sat on the lap of Durvasa, and they started pulling on his beard. They started saying that, oh, who won this wrestling match, Sridham or me? Then Durvasa was completely lost. And then what happened? He saw that there was millions of universes and there were millions of Durvasas, millions of Krishnas, and realized it was Parabrahma himself. But which is the most important Leela of Durvasa that is like most favorable for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas? It is the Leela of him blessing Srimati Radhika. No, Durvasa Rishi came to Raval or Barsana and then he said, oh, Vishabhanu, I'm very hungry. Please tell your daughter to cook something for me. So then he said, my daughter, I'd rather cook for you or my wife. He said, no, only your daughter. He said, my daughter is so young, how can she cook? And anyhow, she must. Then Radharani, in the middle of the night, she had all these stoves and with all her sakis, she cooked so many malpuas, large quantities of kheer and everything. And finally, Durvasarishi ate everything and he blessed Srimati Radhika. That anyone who eats from your hand, they will receive a long life. Therefore, Mother Yashoda always arranges that Srimati Radhika come to Nanda Bhavan from Javat and cook for Krishna. So we see that this Leela is very vital in the meeting between Radha and Krishna. It is only because of Durvasarishi's blessing that Radha and Krishna can like meet each other and Krishna can taste what Radharani has cooked. So in this way, he's played a very special part in these Leelas. And also we hear that Vishnupriya Devi, her appearance is also today. You know, the Vaishnavas have even published this small book on her glories. And we hear, no, Vishnupriya Devi, that even after Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left, and when she was in Navadvip, no, is it Mahaprabhu did not give her Sakshat Darshan? That is true. Because it is forbidden for him to ever give darshan to her. But without giving his darshan to her, how could she have possibly survived? It's not possible for her to survive. How did she stay for so many years, even after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, that when Jiva Goswami came, she placed her feet on Jiva Goswami and blessed him? How is it possible? It means actually Mahaprabhu was giving darshan to her in a spurti. In spurtis, he was coming and giving darshan to her. And we hear also, that Mahaprabhu, he would send many devotees back to Navadvip with some prasad and some words of consolation that you pacify my mother. But actually, who was he sending these messages to? When Krishna sent Uddhav to Braj, he told Uddhav, oh, you pacify my mother and my father. But who did he really mean when he said you pacify? Who? Actually, the gopis. No, like we hear that Nanda and Yashoda, they did not become mad. Yashoda Maiya became blind. She was weeping so much, she became blind. But do we ever hear that they became mad in separation from Krishna? Nanda Maharaj could still speak to Uddhav. But the gopis, they became completely mad. Unmadini. So therefore, who did Krishna specifically tell Uddhav to pacify? It was actually the gopis. And then he sent this letter through Uddhav to the gopis that even Uddhav could not read. And what was written in this letter? Krishna himself, by his own tears, he used these tears as an ink to just write a few letters, syllables there. This was given to the gopis. Similarly, we hear that Vishnupriya Devi, Mahaprabhu, when he sent someone to pacify Sachi Devi, his mother, who was he actually intending to pacify? It was Vishnupriya Devi. No, indirectly, he would also mean that you also pacify her. And then when Sachi Devi would give this Mahaprasad of Mahaprabhu to Vishnupriya Devi, she would never say this is from Nimai. She'd say this is Jagannath Mahaprasad. Because if she'd say that this Mahaprasad is from Nimai, then Vishnupriya Devi, immediately she may have even given up her life. So therefore she says, no, this is from Jagannath. This is Jagannath Mahaprasad. And this way she'd honor that Mahaprasad. So this way we hear that previously Ramchandra, he had told Sita that in Mamgachi, that in this Leela, you will have to go to the forest and I'll be in the kingdom. Why? Because this is the case of separation. In an ocean, if there are no waves, the ocean is very dull. Only if there are waves sporting on the ocean, then the ocean is very attractive to look at. That's why Mahaprabhu told Vishnupriya, Ramchandra told Sita Devi, that this way we'll be separated. And then we hear that to repay this debt to Sita Devi, he left to the forest. And Vishnupriya Devi was left at home. But actually, did he actually repay this debt to her? That is the question. No, even when Ram was in the kingdom and Sita Devi was in the forest, she had Valmiki Rishi and the other saints and the other elderly ladies there to pacify her. She also had her two sons. But here, who was there to pacify Vishnupriya Devi? There was no one there. Even Mother Sachi, she herself was absorbed in so much separation. There was only one person who could pacify her, and that was Ishan Thakur, who was like Mahaprabhu's great-grandfather. But how could he also pacify her? So therefore we see that when actually Mahaprabhu desired that, as Ramchandra, he was indebted to Sita, so he had to repay this debt. Actually, he became more indebted to Vishnupriya Devi. Because who could be more renounced than Mahaprabhu? It's Vishnupriya Devi herself. She was more renounced than him, washing every grain of rice and offering it to Mahaprabhu in this way. So this way, she is Bhakti Devi herself, Prema Bhakti Swarupini herself. And today is her appearance day. So we also hear that today is also the appearance day of Raghunandan Thakur. So we heard about his glories on the Tithi of Narhari Sarkar. Now we heard the glories there. How Narhari Sarkar, he was the first person to initiate the worship of Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan. First he would offer boga to all the three deities and then this boga would be distributed to everyone, this Mahaprasad. So much so that when Raghunandan offered this half-eaten laddu to Gopinath, his father could not believe in. Narhari Sarkar, he was the one who told his father that from now you must never doubt your son. Whatever he's offering is for the best. And we hear that Raghunandan Thakur himself, dancing in front of Jagannath's chariot with all the Srikanda Vasis, would give so much happiness to Mahaprabhu there. They would all form groups around Mahaprabhu and dance. Why? Because previously Mahaprabhu thought that when Krishna, he left the rasa dance. So now what will we do? Because Mahaprabhu is absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika, he surrounded the chariot from all sides with all the kirtan groups. This way he said, now Jagannath cannot run away. Krishna cannot run away from the Rasleela. So in this way, Raghunandan Thakur, he would dance and give so much happiness to Mahaprabhu. And this way we hear that all the Srikarnavasis themselves, they were so dear to him in this way. So also today is the Tithi of Raghunath Das Goswami. So we hear, no, how this life of Raghunath Das Goswami in and itself is a jewel in Chaitanya Charitamrita. No, Mahaprabhu, the Vaishnavas always repeat this conversation that Mahaprabhu had with Raghunath Das Goswami. Sthirhoi garijao nahoi patul kramikrame payalok bhavasindukul. Markat vairagya na karoi lokadekaya vishaya bunja tatapi vishaya. Always get this wrong. Anyhow, antaranishta bhaya loka vyavahar ashirate pabe krishna tamaya uddhar. That don't be overly excited to leave home. Just anyhow, stay at home and anyhow you be unattached and detached and carry on. And then he left home. Then we hear how that when he passed through the forest, he passed a 1 month journey in 12 days. And they say he met Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu offered him to Sarup Damodar Goswami's hands. No, in this way. This way, Raghunath Das Goswami, we hear how much nishta he had in staying in Vrindavan, in staying in Radhakund. No. In this way, when we learn all these verses from Upadeshamrit, they're actually, in the last 3-4 verses are only speaking about the glories of Radhakund. Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri, Tatrapi Rasotsavat, Vrindaranya Udharapani Ramana, Tatrapi Govardhana Radha Kunda Yapi Kokulapate Pemram Ritaplavanat Kuryad Vasam Virajato Giritate Sevam Viveki Naka. That greater than Vaikuntha is Mathura, greater than Mathura is Vrindavan, then Govardhan Radha Kunda. Who is that person who will not stay there? No, there's such wonderful verses that Rupa Goswami speaks there. And Raghunath Das Goswami himself practiced them in his life. No. Karmi Pyo Parito Hari Priyatayat. Yaktim yayur gyaninas, tebyo gyana vimukta bhakti parama, premaika nishtas tata, tebyos tata pashupala pankaja drishas tabyo piradika, preshta tadvadam tadvad iyam tadiya sarasi, tam nashret kakriti. That although the karmis are glorious, who among them is most glorious? The gyanis. And among them, those who have this nishta. But still among them, those, the gopis. Among them, Radharani. And Radhakunda herself is non-different from her. No. Krishna chai pranaya vasati preyasebhyo pi radha kundam chasya munibirapito kuryat vyasibir. And therein it is said, no, tat preyase apya sulabham kim punar bhakti bhajam tat premedam sakritapi saras natu avishkaroti. That one person has bathed even once in Radhakunda. Receive the darshan of Srimati Radhika. So Raghunath Das Goswami embodied these statements of Rupa Goswami. And also today is the Tirubhav Tithi of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So we hear that when they wanted to kill him, what happened? He assumed the form of a gopi. And then they all begged for forgiveness from him in this way. No. And then this way, when they had darshan of him as a gopi, all the anarthas in his heart, they went away. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he himself established this Parakiya Vad between Radha and Krishna. Normally we hear that when he was in his previous ashram, when he wanted to leave home, his guru told him that you must take permission from your wife. So then the whole night he kept speaking Harikatha to his wife in this Devgram. And then his wife was so much attracted by his Harikatha that she said, yes, you can leave home. And then he left home and he came to here, reside in Vrindavan. This way he wrote such wonderful books that Gurudev has published. This Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Ujjal Neel Mani Kiran, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, his Tika on the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was like the life and soul of Srila Gurudev. He would only quote from Chakravarti Thakur. And we say that his greatest contribution to the Gaudiya Vaishnava line is that he re-established the worship of Radha and Krishna. It was in great danger. Because the Ramanandi Vaishnavas and some others were questioning the place of Srimati Radhika in this worship, saying her name is not even mentioned, but anyhow, he sent Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu on his behalf, and he re-established it in this way. So today is his Tirubhav Tithi. And also today are the Tirubhav Tithis of Shri Srimad Bhakti Vivek Bharati Maharaj and Bhakti Swarup Parvat Maharaj. So Bhakti Vivek Bharati Maharaj, he is from Jessore, the same district where Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj lived. And it is said that Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he met Bhakti Ratna Thakur. And he became a disciple of Prabhupada. Similarly, Bhakti Ratna Thakur was also the Siksha Guru of Bhaktivek Bharati Maharaj. He received so much guidance from him. And then he received initiation from Srila Prabhupada with his name Nayanabhiram Das. And then eventually he even received sannyas. How? He said he was actually washing pots. And Prabhupada noticed him, this larger than life personality washing pots. And he said, oh, this person, he is suitable for sannyas. And he gave him sannyas after that in 1921. It was only the second sannyasi after Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj. In this way, it is said that he preached so much and brought so many people to meet Prabhupada. So many, about hundreds. And then he said, even this Sachidananda Gaudiya Bhat in Katak, he preached to the queen of that place. And he said, what are you doing? Now you're a queen. Next life, you may be born as a street beggar. Make use of your wealth in the service of my spiritual master. And then anyhow, this was offered in the service of Srila Prabhupada. And we know how he was the beloved Siksha Guru of Bhakti Shurup Siddhanti Maharaj. He would beat Siddhanti Maharaj so much. And Prabhupada asked Siddhanti Maharaj that maybe you should not stay with him. He said, no, he's beating me for my welfare. And only stay with him. And this way he pleased Prabhupada so much. Also, today is the Tiruvavtithi of Bhakti Swarup Parvat Maharaj. So we hear that he was a young boy born in Godroom. So when he was born in Godroom there, he was always staying near Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan Kutir. So he was never interested in like mundane things. He would always listen to Bhaktivinoda Thakur doing kirtan. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I have one seva for you. Every day, you go from here to Mayapur singing all the kirtans that I've written. So all these kirtans he wrote, like Nadia Godrume and all these other ones. Radha Krishna Bol Bol, Bolore Sobhai. All these ones he would have Bhakti Swarup Parvat Maharaj sing. And then he'd be going to Mayapur back and forth, singing all these wonderful kirtans. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so happy with him that he even gave him Harinam. And then he said, now your only business is to just anyhow chant Harinam and engage yourself in the service of Mahaprabhu. And then when Bhaktivinoda Thakur left, he took Diksha from Prabhupada. And when he took initiation from Prabhupada, it is said that Prabhupada sent him to develop this Bhakti Kuti in Jagannath Puri. He said, you go to Jagannath Puri and redevelop this place. And he just stayed there in Bhakti Kuti. And then Prabhupada, he then gave him sannyas, and then he had him go and preach in Odisha. So he was preaching in one place in Odisha. He looked at all the people there and he said, all of you don't have Akshar Gyan. So then they all became so angry at him. Are you saying that we are illiterate? Because Akshar Gyan means, that means like one who doesn't have any education. So then they all wanted to like confront him. And then the Brahmacharis told him, Maharaj, don't go there. He said, no. Again he said, none of you have Akshar Gyan. Then he said, what is the meaning of Akshar? Kshar means something which is fallible. Chut. Akshar means achut. None of you have this infallible knowledge. None in this universe have this infallible knowledge, he said. Therefore, on the order of my spiritual master, I have come to enlighten you in this regard. Then they were somehow pacified and they heard him speak katha in this way. And then he started speaking. So then in this way, it is said that when he established his temple in Udala, in Odisha, it is said that they asked him, what should be the first thing we should place in the foundation? Then he said, the first thing you should place in the foundation of this temple, he said, is the foot dust of my spiritual master. So then they said, how can we get this, the foot dust of your spiritual master? Then there was a nearby place called Kaumar, 15 kilometers from there, where Prabhupada had spoken Harikatha. He said, that foot dust of my spiritual master is present in this place. Then he took some foot dust, some dust from that place, and that was the first thing he put in the foundation of the temple. He said, this is the foot dust of my Prabhupada. And on the foundation of this, the temple will be built, he said. And then the temple was duly built on that. So much nishtha he had. Sometimes it is said that even if the disciples would cook for him more than he wanted, like if they'd make more than two rotis, he'd become so angry at him, saying, why did you cook so much for me? Normally only two I eat. Why did you cook three for me? And he chastised them so much in this way. So such a wonderful tithi and such wonderful personalities. We can only pray at the lotus feet of all these different personalities that our bhakti, that our devotion can gradually increase day by day, and most importantly anyhow strive to be under the anugatya of Sri Guru and வைஷ்ணவஸ் வஞ்சா கல்பத்தருபியஷ கிருபா சிந்துவேவச்ச பதிதானம் பாவனேபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நமோ நமஹ.
ஜானதிமிராந்தஸ்யஜ்ஞானஞ்சனசலாகயா சக்ஷூருன்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுரவே நமஃ. வஞ்சாகல்பதுருப்யஃ கிருபாசிந்துப்யஃ ச பதிதானம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஃ. நமோ வதன்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம ப்ரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னி கௌரோத்திஷே நமஃ. ஜய ரூப சனதன் பட்ட ரகுநாத் ஸ்ரீஜீவி கோபால பட்ட தாஸ் ரகுநாத் எச்சே குசை கரி சரணவந்தன் ஜாயே விக்னநாஸ் அபீஷ்ட புரன் ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தயால் பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீஅத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசாதி ஸ்ரீ கௌர பக்தவிந்த மகாபாவஸ்வரூபதம் கிருஷ்ண பிரியா பரியசி பிரமபக்தி பிரதேவீ ராதிகே தாங் நமாம்யம். ராதே விருந்தாவனாதிசே கருணாமிருதவாஹினி கிருபயா நிஜ பதாப்ஜ தாஸ்யம் மய்யம் ப்ரதீயதம். வந்தே நந்த ப்ரஜேஸ்த்ரீநாம் பாதர்ணுமபீக்ஷ்ணஸ ஜசாங்கரி கதோதகீதம் புனாதே புவனத்ரயம். ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தயால் பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசாதி ஸ்ரீ கௌர பக்தவிந்த. ஹரி கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரி 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 ராம ஹரி ராம 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 ஹரி. போலோ ஸ்ரீ குருஜி மகாராஜ் கீ ஜய. குரு பரம்பரா கீ ஜய். அனந்த அனந்த கோடி வைஷ்ணவ பிருந்த கீ ஜய். சபார்ஷத் கௌரஹரி கீ ஜய். கௌர நித்யானந்த பிரபு கீ ஜய். ஜெகநாத் பலதேவ் சுபத்ரா சுதர்சன்ஜீவ் கீ ஜய். பக்த விக்ன விநாசன் கருண சிங்கதேவ் கீ ஜய். பக்தராஜ் பிரலாத் மகாராஜ் கீ ஜய். சர்வபிஷ்ட பிரத கிரிராஜ் கோவர்தன்ஜீவ் கீ ஜய். ஜய பக்த விக்ன விநாசன் கருண சிங்கதேவ் கீ ஜய். ஜய ஹரிநாம சங்கீர்த்தன் கீ ஜய். பஜமண்டல் தாம் கீ ஜய். ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் வசந்த பஞ்சமி ராஜயாத்திரா திதி மகாமோத்சவ் கீ ஜய். ஜய வசந்த பஞ்சமி திதி பலன் கரி பக்த பிருந்த கீ ஜய். கௌர பிரமானந்தி ஹரி ஹரி ஓ. நவ் சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு அட் பிரசன்ட் இஸ் ஜெகநாத் புரி. தட் டைம் மகாபிரபு ஜெகநாத் ஆல் ஃபெஸ்டிவல் அண்ட் ஆல் லீலா எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் மகாபிரபு வெரி கேர்ஃபுல்லி மகாபிரபு ஃபாலோயிங் அண்ட் மகாபிரபு அப்சர்விங். த டுடே இஸ் வசந்த பஞ்சமி. வாட் ஹேப்பன் திஸ் அண்ட் டெய்லிங் உடன் சஷ்டி கான் பிஃபோர் தட் டே ஜெகநாத் வேரிங் விண்டர் கிளாத் அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் டுடே வசந்த பஞ்சமி he continue this winter cloth wearing and today is telling oh Basanta Panchami spring season come now no more winter cloth no need today to running fan and chamar and today too, starting spring season, then Chandan, he's like 1 month, more than 1 month, 1.5 month, he wearing cloth, not going for outside, no bathing, no giving darshan, not opening cloth. Like small, small baby child, kids are all cloth with his ripping, and parents are protecting for winter. So now Jagannath Dev, like he is inside cloth. Today all cloth opening. How many cloth? Not one, 7 cloth. One very tight. This is cotton cloth. After silken cloth. After next is very thick or like cotton which is making that cloth. One by one, he is wearing, and his only face is open, and sometimes face also covering. He is so today all opening and giving darshans. Today too is snan bela. He is bathing. He is going then gocharan. Before going gocharan was all cloth with his. This is called Udiya telling ghoda. This is wearing. So Mahaprabhu smiling and laughing. Wow. Jagannath is doing all lila. Mother near like Vatsalya Rasa. Therefore, Mother Yashoda, how is serving? Continue. Like babies are all covering cloth with this. Also, like it's one bundle, one petty. Ripping. And then taking lap and hot things giving. All time hot milk and many nice nuts. And cold things never giving, and dry like cookies, biscuits. Jagannath like too much. Why? Jagannath has no teeth, no gum. But he like biscuits and hard things. Soft things never eating. Only rice and dal giving, but he not happy. He like crunchy and sweet and very nice, strong, hard things. Yeah. He is saying, no eating hard, then I will be strong and fighting with everybody. Yeah. Then Jagannath Lila is different. Mahaprabhu looking and Mahaprabhu remembering Krishna's childhood to all Lila. So today, this Brajamandal, Krishna's near is all Brajdevis are, Gopis are came. They are telling, asking, Krishna, how pacify you? How pleasing in you? They are all season, like Deepavali time, making Krishna's cloth and many turban and not over dress and many types of the dressing and feeding many sweet tasteful things with this. Now Krishna saying, okay, you like to pleasing me, then you never taking diksha. You have no diksha guru. Without guru, bina guru bhavani tare no koi. Jo Shankar Birinchi Sama Hoye. Without Guru, without Diksha, then Krishna says, I am not accepting anybody. Anybody Diksha, Guru Mantra, and they pleasing on Guru, and Guru teaching properly, nicely, correctly, perfect. How? Which process? For God service for, and God pleasures for, God happiness for what doing. Otherwise, all are doing everything is speculation. Oh, I like ice cream, then I'm winter season, midnight giving ice cream. Also very nice, tasty ice cream. They like, okay, teeth is shaking, throat is healing, but ice cream taking. Midnight also. They're not learning gurus near. They're not going gurus near. Also, they summer season, 50 degree summer, they're taking, drinking chakori tea, hot tea. They're taking tea. Oh, after drinking coffee, why? They're thinking, I am offering also like Krishna. So Krishna said, no, this speculation I know like. Go gurus near, take training, perfect, will be expert, trained. Then I am accepting. Then you are understanding me. Otherwise you are thinking I am only coward's boy. I am playing in garden and meeting with everybody, dancing, singing, and your remnant sitting, and your desire I am fulfilling all time. But little later, you lost me, miss me. You cannot, I am giving myself, but you cannot pacify me, and not possible keeping my near. Guru has this power, gurutva, daitya, responsibility, person. Only responsible person, he is continue serving God, therefore he has this power. God power is there, is present and stock. He possible connecting within God service for giving connection, relation giving, and also everybody is making smooth and sweet. Otherwise all are rough. Sometimes I am very sweet, but after I am very hard and rough. I am what I am speaking. Like it's more than arrow. Arrow shooting one person, my speech is shooting 1,000 person, 1,000,000 person at a time. How am I danger hunter? So this is Guru is controller. Brain controller not only, everything controller. His near is remote control. All power. Now Krishna saying, okay, you take Diksha Guru near. So who is Guru? Telling Vrindadevi Vrindavan Guru. Say yes, Vrindadevi Guru, but Vrindadevi only teaching you etiquette. But after this is you are sometimes changing. Jiva's for like some rule, regulation, etiquette, principles is present. But Jiva own choicefully changing. I am telling Gurudev telling like this. I am glorify Gurudev, I glorify me myself. Anywhere going and speaking, my Guru Maharaj telling like this. But really, this is your idea or Gurudev telling in you? Who give me witness? All are cheating people. Thousand people at time cheating. The Krishna say, not possible in this world is one person, not possible you cheating. Also, at a time you going for cheating, you are doing duplicity, anything is doing this hospice, then that person is coming in front of and making you straight and strong and serious and correct. He can tolerate this. Like our Mahaprabhu's Lila, Abhiram Thakur. You're doing wrong and duplicity? He's coming, at a time giving punishment. Why to lie? Why cheating people? He is offering pranam and exploding your head. Bas, your head is now many pieces and running, flying in the sky. So this Brajamandal, one personality, his name is called Durvasa. Durvasana. Any your desire, ego, pride, your other persons near possible, you're showing and you controlling, any person sees you defeating, making your slave and servant possible. But Durvasaris is near. He is very serious. Danger. Very. Why? Durvasana. Any false ego, false pride, any other sinful activity. Cheating for business. Any cheater. Cheater not only. Many person, cheater, hitter, fitter. Not one type so. This thinking, I am sweet, I am scholar, but you are boiler. You disturb everybody, boiling, your heart is. But not thinking, I am giving pain any others. But Durvasa remove everything. Krishna has respect and love with him. I'm telling you are Jagat Guru. You are universal Guru, not ordinary Guru. All Guru's Guru. Then Durvasa is very happy. Yes, I am also Guru. Krishna is also, I am Guru. Krishna touching feet, washing feet, taking feet dust, taking his remnants and glorify Durvasa. Durvasa very happy. Now, also Durvasa has respect for Krishna. He knows everything. Why? Just now hearing Maharaj near, Maharaj nicely glorify Durvasa. One person's for anybody's chastisings. When anybody is intimate and near and dearest, then giving punishment and chastisement. And anybody is bhakta, devotee, yeah, giving them love and affection, respectful. Oh, you are great, great person. Durvasa is for giving punishment, Ambarish Maharaj for giving big respect. And Ambarish Maharaj near is Maharaj Chakra Sudarshan, own Sudarshan is giving. But Durvasa is for 1 year is running behind Chakra Sudarshan. Behind going. So Durvasa is near and dearest, close to him. But Ambarish Maharaj only bhakta. But Krishna is saying, Om bhakta paradhino. Your sadhantra ibadiju. I am bhakta with controlled. So who is bhakta? Ambarish is bhakta, you are bhakta. Who is bhakta? But any small babies for too much love and affection taking lap. But elder one, senior one, not taking lap. Beating. Too much telling, serious, strong speaking. But babies for beating and speaking, no working. Only they are working love and affection. One chocolate, one toffee, one candy, giving then is very happy. So Ambarish Maharaj like taking in one candy. And Durvasa, where is higher authority? Not to ordinary authority. Now, Krishna telling all Vrajdevis, okay, you are like permanent relation with me and love for me, and you have doubt all time, Krishna leaving me, Krishna not accepting me, like many person gurus near, then thinking, Gurudev not happy with me. How making happy Guru? All time is thinking, but Krishna has million crore time is overpower love. Now gopis are thinking, where is going? Who is near taking diksha and power coming and serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna forever, who will be permanent our beloved friends. Now Krishna giving instruction, today is Durvasa Rishi's birthday. So nobody following Rishi Maharshi's birthday. Any Guru's birthday coming, then collecting here, there, this, that, and making feast and 1 year for balance, pocket money. So Durvasa Rishi is for possible this pocket money? Yeah, collecting some here and there too. Durvasa one times is like roaring in more than lion, everybody's. Bus. Everything is they forget. So Durvasa is his birthday, not possible anybody following. Krishna say, Vrajdevi is today is Vasanta Panchami. Today is Durvasa Rishi is ashram go and he is today giving lot of bless. Birthday meaning appears day. Birthday called for ordinary people and appears day. This world is appears. Brahma look to this. Durvasa is not ordinary. He is Shiv Thakur, part also this. He is now state in Brajamandal. He has many ashram, many places. So you go, today is his birthday, appearance day, and offering him Pushpanjali and nice prasadam bhogo. Once a time, Rishi Maharshi is like birthday following, then is really realizing what is real benefit, what is called benefit. Then Krishna giving order, everybody ready to follow. Then early morning to they making many malpua, kheer, halwa, barfi, rabdi, many types of sweets. Why? Durvasa never eating. And one time eating, then he is eating over world everything. He cannot control his tongue. You giving 1,000,000,000 crore people giving, he all eating. But no eating, then no problem. 1 year, 2 year, 10 year, 20 years not eating, no problem. He is sometimes grasses, durva grass, grasses, juice is taking only. But no water, no air, all time is samadhi yoga. His all bhajan. Now gopis are preparing many things. All Brajamandal, all Krishna's order with his followers, solar, or are making many nice preparation. Or everything color also, Basanti color, light yellow color. And why yellow color? Then telling, there is the arranging, not only honey, they are arranging this Basanti, meaning this saffron, and many juice, many nice things with this, they are making many preparation. After they are caring, came, this here is Panighat, Vrindavan Parikrama. Here is Jamuna, like is 1 kilometer length, more than 1 kilometer, very big Jamuna flow, and waves, and very big Jamuna. Then how they are crossing? Many coral gopis, one boat, yeah, two boats, not possible on complete day. All are driving and they're going next side, Durvasa's ashram. Then they are thinking what doing, how going. They're remembering Krishna. Krishna, how crossing Yamuna? How? Then Krishna saying, Yamuna Devi is praying, Krishna is Brahmachari. Krishna never looking, touching, meeting, talking, and no relation with these any ladies. He is only Brahma Lin. I am Brahma Bhuta. And he is complete detached to everything. He is Brahma, Parabrahma, and he is Paratva Parameshwar. Then Yamuna Devi, truthful, then she giving away. Now all gopis are thinking what thinking. Krishna telling, okay, all are praying. Then they praying, Yamuna Devi, Krishna is Brahmachari, truthful, absolute truth, and correct, then you giving way. Then Yamuna Devi, water is stop. This side gone, that side stop, and big way. All gopis are singing Krishna's glories, and crossing Yamuna, gone Durvasa ashram. Looking Durvasa ashram, today is birthday, therefore demigods are all many color demigods came, and they Apsara came, Gandharva came, Kinnar, Yaksha, Gandharva, everybody came. Big dance, big group, big, all glorify, but Durvasa is on top of hills and he's in Samadhi. He has no care. Who is dancing? Who is singing? Who is glorifying? Flower offering? He has many presentation. He not open eyes. But gopis are came, and this nice prasadam, Moshe Srimati Radharani Lalita Vishakha Chitta Chambukrata Sudevi Rangadevi Bhuddevi Tungavidya, all are came and they are singing about Krishna. All are singing and praying about Durvasa Rishi. But gopis are only singing and praying and glorifying about Krishna. Durvasa Rishi hearing this Krishna's glories, he is opening eyes. He is sitting nicely and he is welcome for addressing all her. Oh, you are come Krishna's day to Krishna's sending. Yeah, your today's appears the birthday. Krishna sending us your bliss for, your mercies for. You are appears this world only for us. Anybody has no knowledge, anybody not know how collecting mercy and bless you near to. Then gopis are worshipping, doing arati, Pushpanjali, flower garland, dress, Durvasa Rishi, wearing tree's bark, yeah, leathers, deer, yeah, tiger, all forester, they giving. But now they are giving silken, resmi, cloth, very nice presentation. Krishna sending yellow cloth, Krishna's turban. And they are giving turban, they are giving nice dress for Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa Rishi, he has lot of fire, anger. He has two wife, he's burning two wife with his fire, with his. Now he is Banaprasthi no sannyasi. No wife, then is sannyasi. So now they are giving dress, many yellow dress. Durvasa is looking, bah, yellow dress giving me. Before is I'm wearing this and that, bah, nice. After looking, many food stuff and prasadam. He's now greedy, his tongue to dropping his water. Looking, and he's taking, like Giriraj Govardhan telling, leao, anore, or, more. So Durvasa Rishi, all plate, everything. How eating, you know? Licking with his tongue. No need hand. His mouth with his, like he's eating, all are eating. Ah, very happy. Everybody bringing, everything eating. After their offering pranam, say, please, you give me some bliss. Krishna will be our beloved lover and friends forever. Never all are forget Krishna. Krishna never left us. All giving us mantra diksha. Today, your appearance day, you please do it us, you giving diksha mantra. Durvasa Rishi say yes. Already, you are now good time and correct. You very expert, you are came very nice time. Also, you are inside Jamuna too, you are crossing and come. But you not know Jamuna Devi has how many form. Only water is thick water, this is one form. But subtle Jamuna Devi, anybody remembering within mantra, then Jamuna Devi everywhere going. Then in and out, cleaning, purifying. So Jamuna Devi, already you are inside Jamuna to come, meaning Jamuna Devi cleaning, purifying and helping in you. Now, good time. Then, telling one mantra. What mantra? This is very nice story. Purana's writing. What story? One guru's near, one big one, ferocious demon come. One dakait. Well, danger, also he is big personality, he is come, Dikshapur. Then telling, Gurudev, please, I will be your disciple, you give me Diksha. Gurudev say, yes. You go quickly bathing, Jamuna, I am coming. Say, yes, Gurudev, I am going, I am bathing and coming. He is bathing and coming, and in gate, entering, that time, he calling one, this super lady. Hey, you come here and all collecting dust and all dirty things and you throwing. Where throwing? This person coming, bathing and coming, you throwing this dust and flying and going touching this person. But running carefully, otherwise is killing. Very danger, demon, rakshaso. Say yes. This lady lay taking lot of dust and lot of dirty things, leaves and this and that. Sees his entire gate, throwing. And throwing then, bus. He's very angry. I am going for Diksha. I am wearing nice cloth, nice tilak, and shaving head and choti and everything. And you are make me dirty, unsuspicious, abusing too much, taking stone, killing in you. She's running, running, hiding. Then he's gone next bathing for, next dressing for. After come, then Gurudev telling, no, Diksha. Not possible, Abhijit Murta, time is gone. Now 1 year after come. Now he is thinking, 1 year. After 1 year after came, Gurudev giving Diksha. Yes. Now bathing, cleaning, purifying, dressing, tilak, and shaving head, and then come. Now he is calling the next, same sweeper, lady. Hey, you come. What? Now this person coming. But this person coming carefully on top to all clay, mud, and all black, like his ointment, all you putting in your bucket and throwing his nearby, all dropping his body and color and touching his cloth, like this. Doing and running, but looking, not running far away, near to take looking. What he say? After she is doing like this, he is forget already 1 year. Now he say, next you are Rakshasi, demon lady, you are disturbing me. Oh, my life for you are big one, bound. Oh, nonsense, abusing too much, shouting, and then God for bathing, cleaning and coming. Gurudev said, no. Now time is finished. Abhijit Muhurta gone. So when? So you come next year. He waiting. Next year come. Now next year, he's quickly bathing and looking. Nobody here. But Gurudev, what saying? In toilet, one bucket. All is you making melting, making liquid. And also clay, mud and dirty, all things within bucket with this mixing. And after his coming, and on top to putting in his head. And he's showering with his this all. Now she's, but not going here and there, standing there. Now standing, that time, he don't know where she's hiding. She's all bucket, big bucket, and putting his head. Now he's showering, all body, all cloth, and looking, thinking, really? You are my guru. Now, say, okay, I'm not bathing, not cleaning. I'm going Guru's near Dikshas for. Touching her feet, you are tasting one time, two time, three time, you washing me, cleaning me. Now I'm going. Gurudev say, yes. Now no need bathing. Your anger, fire, and your anartha is gone. Now you smooth and cool and sweet. You're not angry with any things, any own karma, your karma fruit is come your near. Then Gurudev says, okay, I'm now giving you diksha. No problem. So this lady, she is helpful for you. She is changing you, cleaning in you. Otherwise, I am giving mantra and diksha, then you more proud, more you hankering, more will be serious and demon-like, more, and disturbing everybody. Now you understand what is this called humility, what is called sweet, smooth and personality, what? Now say, okay, that ladies bringing water, Guru Charanamrita, and showering, and he is came Guru's near Diksha. Now Gurudev, what say? You taking Diksha, after mantra, you continue 1 year, every day sitting my gate. You're not going here and there, sitting in gate. Now he's sitting gate, people coming, Guru's near. All are telling, oh, so chua kha ke billi bhaktan bani. Oh, many mouse is eating one cat. Now his cat has no teeth, not eating mouse. Now he sees now sadhu sannyasi. Also, what is teasing? Oh, mulla. Now, old person, now he's gone haj. Now haji. All are bagula bhakat. All time you abusing and throwing, spitting. And evening time Gurudev asking, how are feeling? Gurudev, I can sit in gate. These people, too much hating me, throwing, spitting, and too much abusing, too much telling bad things. How can I tolerate, Gurudev? How can I tolerate? You give me another service possible. I can sit there. Nay, Gurudev said, no. You're sitting there. Continue 1 year, every day people throwing, spitting, abusing, hating, and too much torturing. But somebody stealing, somebody giving something, he's stealing. And morning to evening, his duty. 1 year, suffering. Every day Gurudev asking, how are feeling? Gurudev, suicide is good. I am eating poison. You give me poison enough. No, I am not sitting in gate. After 1 year passed, now he is sitting. People say, really? Gurudev is aprakito. And Gurudev is, how is touchstone making gold? Oof. This dakait, nonsense, loose character, how much disturbing everybody. Now complete change, never giving answer. All are respecting. Also Gurudev telling everybody coming and touching feet, taking feet dust and smearing. Everybody abusing, also touching feet, not telling anything. Now all are glorified. All are giving a nice chador, nice sweet, nice for flower garland, nice chandan, all are touching feet. Now telling Gurudev, hey, how are feeling now? Gurudev, oh, Gurudev, your mercy. Everybody now respecting, giving lot of presentation. And I am not using, but people by force is giving mouth inside is rabdi, laddu, peda, halua, barfi. Also they touching feet, taking fetus. Gurudev say, careful. This is not your respect. This is my respect. I like you. I accept you. Therefore, everybody respecting you. Huh? Then 1 year is now sitting more. Then Gurudev say, okay, now I am giving you God service. Why? First, everybody abusing, hating, torturing, punishing. Then what they stealing? Your own anartha, sins, false ego, prarabdha, aprarabdha, kut, pabij, avidya, asmita, rag, desh, abhinivesh, sarubhram, asatishna, ridhadarbulla, aparad, all things they removing and stealing. Or they taking and gone. But you not understand. Now, everybody respecting your pious, your any sukriti, they are also stealing. Now you clean. I give you now Brahman Diksha, meaning Vaishnavi Diksha. Now you are expert to Krishna Seva. Otherwise, two person going for temple, one person is silver face, one person is little black face, both are fighting inside this temple. Your dressing is not good. My dressing is good. I am senior. You are junior. They're fighting inside Krishna's near. Krishna says, what can I do? Where from coming the silver face? Where from coming another one? Both are fighting. The guru, not to like his ordinary personality. His bhasa is removing everything, cleaning and purifying, and then giving me Krishna Seva Adhikar. So Krishna, no. So Durvasa Rishi, not ordinary personality. Durvasa Rishi is near, anybody going, anybody. His come is Jashomata is near. They are all starting fight. Vishwamana Maharaj near, they are starting fight. Oh, Yudhishthira Maharaj near gone, they are fighting. Everywhere going, everything is cleaning and purifying, glorifying. How? He know process all. The Durvasa Rishi telling, all are you come now, 100 years Krishna going, big viraha separation coming. 100 years after, then Krishna meeting with you. Oh, there is thinking, who I came here? Who I came is Guru's near. Guru giving big cards? Say, no, this is not cards. Yeah. Now you 100 years doing tapasya, I am giving mantra, and then you doing tapasya austerity. After 100 years, then meeting within Krishna nicely, permanently. This 100 year need tapasya. What austerity? Krishna now soon going. Then you continue remembering and praying and chanting and will be involved within Krishna Seva. How? This is your now sadhana. They are too much disturbed. Then say, really? Now Krishna going? Yes. Coming? Yes. Coming 100 years after. Then say, okay, now the Jamuna, how can crossing and going? Then Durvasa Rishi telling, yes, crossing, how crossing you know? You're telling Jamuna Devi, Jamuna Devi, all are gone, Durvasa Rishi is near. Durvasa Rishi in life, never eating anything, no drinking, no eating. Are he? Just now, more than one crore gopis are came and they giving, feeding you, all eating you, and you telling no eating. Nothing. He said, Durvasa Rishi never eating. No life for, no drinking also. No bathing. He is nothing. No attached with anything. Then Jamuna Devi truthful, then you giving away. They are gone and praying Jamuna Devi. Jamuna Devi now, two side is gone, giving away and come. Now gopis are came very sad. Other side they have question. Krishna telling Brahmachari. Durvasa telling he is never eating. What is the meanings? With Krishna, without any gopis and gopas, he cannot 1 minute he has no life. All time wrestling, fighting, how much he's doing, his nature, how can I explain? So then they are asking, like you and your guru, both are is different way. You telling something, your guru telling something. What is meanings? Then Krishna saying, anybody coming my near, yeah, I am going anybody's near, that meanings not is they are with me, I am with them. I am detached to everything. Nami jagate basai, nama jagate basai. Nami jagate na, I am not this world, nobody with me, and I am not with anybody. And also Durvasa Rishi, near anything's come, he cannot eating anything, he is everything is offering, everything is giving Krishna. He has beloved God, he is giving. Then they are requesting Krishna, please, today you sending Durvasa Rishi near. He is telling one bad news. What? You are left us, you are going. Say yes, I am going, but not I left anybody. I am eternally will be with everybody, but physically, sometime for I am going, and I am coming back. But eternally, I am forever with you, and your mantra with this I am staying. This mantra giving guru, this mantra inside is everything. Everything. And this mantra inside is, with it, you are chanting mantra, remembering, I am with you, continue, never I am left you. You forget mantra, then I am distanced to you. So this is our life. Guru giving guru mantra, and Krishna mantra, that mantra you continue chanting, then Krishna with non-distance, non-difference. Also guru it is non-distance and non-difference. This is our not hope, this is truthful. Then Krishna telling everything. Then Gopija are some left gone Uddhav carry, some bank of Jumbuna, some other way. there is. They know Krishna now going. Really, Akura came and sometime after taking Krishna out of Vrajdham. But Krishna's mantra with his meditation and Krishna inside. They are talking, smiling and staying, but never left in Krishna and not Krishna going distance. So this Vasanta Panchami day, many sweet, sweet meanings, many nice, nice program. Vasanti Rajyatta Govardhan, Bank of Govardhan Puchadi, there is Kadamakhandi, Rasasthali. Special Nitya Siddha Gopiji, which is Krishna Vasanti Raj starting. Here no any sadhana siddha, no any other. Only Nitya Siddha. Then Noble Kishore and there is Noble Kunda and Apsara Kunda. Krishna own Swarup is manifesting Noble Kishore and Gopija Apsara. Then anybody not know? Anybody know idea? They looking dense. Oh, Apsara. Demigods. Goddess. And Krishna changing Swarup, Noble Kishore. No more black, golden color, young Krishna, that Sori Kunda. There is nice, all jungle, now also complete jungle, where before is Kadamakhandi. There are stairs, Govardhan making stairs, sitting for, one time Krishna singing, other time within Sakhas, and other Sakhis are dancing. After Krishna dancing, and Sakhis are singing. Very nice Rasila, Rasila. This is Bhakti Ratnakar, inside is our Nari Thakur. Chakravarti Thakur explaining very nicely what is the meaning of Rasalila. Otherwise, people thinking this ladies and gents is all are dancing and singing, kissing and embracing. This is called Rasalila. This is not Rasalila. This joke and drama all everywhere present. Many, many people is doing this picnic and recreation and tour and travel, this and that. This is not Rasalila. No Raso. What is Raso? This Vasanti Rasa within Krishna fulfilling everybody's. So this today Vasanti Rasa's day. Today there are many, many day things Maharaj explaining. Now so next is hearing. But tomorrow is Mangala Divas for Adhisharja Prabhu appears day. Next day Adhisharja Prabhu Adhisharja Saptami. That day, our Advaita Prabhu Mahavishnu avatar. The spring season, now all incarnation, God incarnation, God Himself is come. Nityananda Prabhu coming, after Advaita Prabhu. Then next is Param Gurudev Prabhupada, Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Buddha Soti Maharaj, many, many acharyas appear this spring season now. Therefore, this pray and Guru Mantra, Krishna Mantra, and Krishna no difference. Guru, Guru Mantra no difference. Continue thinking, remembering, then our protection. Otherwise, all are going distance to them. Now tomorrow next theorem. Gaur Pramande. Hari Hari Bol.